When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey besties!
Welcome back to another episode of From Blended to Besties.
Yes.
We are on episode number eight.
Yes, last week you guys heard from our husbands. Yes. Love that. If you guys want to have them back, apologize. Make sure, make sure you have them or have yourself comment below.
Yeah. And if you hated it, let us know as well. Yes. And we'll never have them on again. Besides them, you know, changing our mom's Tampa sign to make it dad's Tampa in the trashiest way possible.
Love that for them.
So embarrassing, but also so them. So, you know, at least they did it like that and not like created a wood sign and then added to it. Because, you know, they'd be like,
oh my God,
we can use tools.
Yeah, they were talking about how much they love making stuff
in the podcast.
I had so much fun editing that. They were a hot mess, for
sure. Too funny. Can we talk about how they love making stuff, but they never make the stuff that we want? I'm calling them out right now. They're always like, especially Mike. Oh, and Travis too, because Megan's told me. We'll look at cute like home furnitures or stuff, and they're always like,
I can build it. I can make it. Oh my God, everything. I've got a Hobby Lobby for like 5 seconds. Why do I think I could build that? And I'm like, you're literally building 17 things right now. What are you talking? Our floors. He did. Is that an airplane?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell?
That was so cool but so terrifying. I know, at the
scared
same time.
The shit out of me. So yeah, Travis started our floors. Remember, our husbands had COVID at the same time.
Mike also started our floors, and guess what's not done?
Yeah, our floors aren't done either. Like the quarter round that goes around our floor is not done, and he started the floors while he had COVID in 2020.
Yeah. They'd be saying that they're going to build stuff for us, but they haven't built it. So if you guys are listening to this and you are offended that we're calling you out, then build the fucking shit you were said you were going to build.
But, like, it's the new stuff that I want. Like, I wanted the blanket ladders. He built both blanket ladders. He's very good with quick things. But at the same time, it's just, like, the stuff that the little – just let me buy the little stuff.
Yeah.
Like, just let me buy the little stuff.
Girl, even with the blanket ladder, when we – I got it as a gift for my mom for Christmas. Mike was like, I was going to build that for you next week. I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm sure you were. Ironically, it was the week after I got one. Mm-hmm. But before that, it was like a year. So it is what it is.
It's no, I feel the same. There's a list of things that I've made.
I love that.
It's okay. It's okay.
Some honey-do lists.
You guys are busy. We understand.
Busy bees. So, on the segment of In Today's News, mm-hmm. and I'm sure everyone knows by now, but Al Pacino is excited to become a dad again.
I saw that on Facebook.
At 83 years old, him and his girlfriend, who is 29, are expecting their first baby together. I'm trying to remember what number child this is for him, but I think it doesn't matter.
There's another male celebrity who's older that's also having a baby.
Isn't it not Robert De Niro?
It is Robert De Niro.
Is it?
I think so.
79?
I think so. Him and Al Pacino.
Oh, yeah. 79. Mm-hmm. Yep. He also is having a baby. How do you feel about this whole, like, older age having a baby thing? Like, do you have any opinions?
I do have an opinion. I don't have a problem with if, you know, you want to – my issue isn't, you know, with the parents having a kid. You do you. Live your best life. If you want more kids, have more kids. My issue is I feel bad for the kid because how old are you really going to live?
That's
you know
what I was mean? Gonna
say. And now you have this child, and we all know how important it is to have both parents in your life mm-hmm. if possible. Like, you know, you see all these kids who – grow up without their mothers or without their fathers or whatever, and it's hard on them. I mean, my husband lost his father to cancer when he was 15, and he had his father for the first 15, but he still, you know, gets upset every now and then, and, you know, like, there's just an impact on not having your father. And when you're 79, it's like, you're not gonna be able to see your kid graduate from high school.
Yeah.
And imagine how what your kid's going to feel like. You know, I think it's kind of selfish, to be honest, mm-hmm. a part of me. And I don't know. That's what I have to say. And honestly, I think it's kind of selfish. And not on the fact that, like, you can't afford to. Of course, the kids are going to be fine. They're going to be well off, you know.
Oh, yeah. Have money they're going to be taken care of.
But in the sense of, like, with the presence that they're.
The relationship with the father.
Dad's presence isn't going to be there. And I don't think that that's fair for the kid, to be honest.
That's what was the biggest thing when I saw it. Like, obviously, welcoming a baby is great news. The mom is...
You have to leave your wife to raise the kid, like, alone, like, when you do... I mean...
She's 29. She's also a producer, so she's going to be well off. She's going to be good.
I'm not talking about that.
Like, her raising, like, the child by herself.
It's hard to raise a kid by yourself. I mean, like...
Yeah.
And just not to have that support from your... I mean, we're not saying they're going to die tomorrow. They're 79. They're not, you know, 99, but... And I don't know how long they're going to live, but I'm just saying, like, you know, they could very well live to 99. Their kids could be 20 years old, whatever. Yeah. And that's great. And I do hope that that's the case, but it's not guaranteed. And we could run the same argument saying that, you know, someone at 29 could have a kid and they could die 3 years later. You know what I mean? So it'd be basically the same thing, but I just think I don't know.
It's just a little different because, one, like, that kid going to school and, like, seeing other parents and then seeing their parent, like, you know, dad can't go play football with me because, you know, he's gonna break a hip, like, that could be concerning. And with the siblings, I know his kids are 22 years old and I think he has another kid. I don't know how old the other kids are. They're not gonna have, like, a real sibling relationship. I mean, even with me, like, me and Gabby, like, the age gap that we have now is cutting it close. From going siblings to adult and child relationships. So I mean, I think it's obviously a baby's always a good thing, but I just feel bad. I mean,
I feel bad for the wife. And, you know, she probably doesn't see it like that. She's probably ecstatic to have a kid, and I get it. But personally, I would need I would like my spouse's support in raising, staying up with the baby at night, helping me out so I can have a break. I'm trying to look at it as from not a celebrity, because obviously the celebrities, they have the help, they have the nannies, they have all that. I'm looking at it from, like,
I don't want my child to lose their parents due to old age, and then they're, you know, not growing up with a dad parents. Because he got older, and or you have to be, like, a little more careful, because you do have to be careful with older people. You don't want to hurt them and stuff like that, and the child's just going to have, like, a different relationship than with, like, a dad who's going to spend hours running around.
For me personally, it seems like, and it's just speculation my point of view, but it seems like it would be more of, like, a grandparent relationship in that sense, where, you know, like, he's kind of just, like, helping out rather than parenting. You know?
I mean, I don't know how his health is or how he's doing, but I just hope that he's there for the kid's life.
That's what I'm saying. I feel bad for the kids. For them, I mean,
it's not even about money. It's about making sure you're there for the child and making sure you're watching your child grow up. Because any child losing their parent, no matter what the circumstance, is hard. But it's even scarier with an older age, because you do have those concerns. I mean, people have concerns when older women are getting pregnant. Like, he's 83. He's old. Like, I'm not going to beat around the bush. He's old.
That's 15 years older than my grandparents.
Yeah, he's old.
My grandparents.
His kids are having kids.
It's, I don't know. It's, honestly, they couldn't be me. That's all I'm going to say about that. Could never be me.
No, for real. So that's a segment about in the news. Congratulations for having the baby.
Yeah, congratulations to the Stallones and the De Niro's. And
Stallones? Where are you
coming from? Sylvester Stallone, you said, right?
No, I said Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro, and who else? There's another
Al Pacino.
One. Al Pacino!
The Godfather over here.
Sylvester Stallone's having a baby? No, he just got divorced, I think, from his wife. Or something happened with Sylvester Stallone I was reading the other day. So it's Al Pacino. Scarface.
Yes.
All right. So congratulations to the Pacinos. I am happy for you. Again, a baby's a wonderful thing, and it's great. Just for, like, the kids' perspective.
Yeah.
I feel like the kids get robbed, personally, but it's not my family. It's none of my business.
And at the end of the day,
there's families of all different kinds and all different ways, and whatever works for you guys works for me.
Y'all do you.
Not that I matter anyway, but.
All right. Now going into the segment. All right. So I already forgot what it was.
Speaking of our husbands, it's just, it's,
I'm I'm switching.
Things, one that you should know, our opinion on things. We know we've both been married. You're coming up on 10 years. I was married for 4.5 years to Mike and coming up on 8 or 9 years with Travis. So mm-hmm. I feel like we can give some marriage advice. We've been married.
Damn, speaking of 10 years, don't you get a gift? Isn't there like a gift? I'm going to Google that shit right now.
What's the
gift?
Ask my aunt. Do you have my aunt's phone number?
Yes,
I think. Text her. Put me in the group chat and ask her. Say, what's the 10-year gift? Because I already asked her. It's a ring of some sort, but it's a specific big ring.
It's not a ring. I thought it was like a specific stone.
Is it?
It is. Ask her. Tin or aluminum?
No. Text Alicia because she just got one. Well, she's been with my uncle for way longer than that, but she did get a gift.
I love that.
And she told me and Travis what it was. It's like, it's a whole thing. She'll tell you. Text her. Say, what's the anniversary gift you get for 10 years? Because I just texted her that not too long ago because I'm preparing Travis for.
What's the anniversary gift you get
for 10 years married?
For 10 years married.
And she'll give you like a list.
Tiffany, and then I'd be like, Megan is next to me.
Yeah, she knows. But anyway, yeah, things you should know about before getting married. And then we're also gonna throw in here what you wanted to talk about, which was
yes. So we're doing the things you I put things you should find out about your partner before getting married. Same thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Before you get married. And then we're gonna do a segment of things we do that our husbands don't know or told us not to do. And I'll explain why we're doing this because there's a specific scenario that came up. That is why I wanted to start this. And I told accidentally Mike about the scenario and he's like, I'm gonna come on that podcast and say that. That's not true.
Do you want to start with that? Well, I've got a bunch of those.
Which ones? The first one?
Yeah. What you?
My segment?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you guys know Mike or if you don't know Mike is very like OCD, germaphobe. His stuff is his. Don't touch, don't part. If you wear his flip-flops, he will literally throw them out. Like, even if you wore them for 1 second because they were his and now they're not because your toesies touched them. And now it's just weird. Like, he freaks out. So anyways, a couple of days ago, I don't know what I was doing. Maybe I was taking a shower or something. I don't know. But I was telling Mike that I was like, man, I can't. I'm going to have to be hairy today because I didn't have a razor. I threw out my razor and I didn't have a new one with me. So I have to go to the store and buy one. And he's like, you can use mine if you want to. And I don't know if you guys know, but this is a serious thing. Like, I was like.
She texted me immediately.
I was freaking out.
I was also like.
I was in shock. Drugs,
like,
after 9 years of being together, he has finally given me the permission to do what I have been doing for all 9 years.
But now you have permission.
Now I have permission, so I don't have to do the extra step to hide the things.
Clear out the hair.
I know. which he said, and I told him that we were going to do this segment. He's like, I meant for that one instance until you got your razor. He's like, I didn't mean for good. And then he goes, wait, you've been doing it this whole entire time? And I was like, yeah.
And you survived. Look at that.
Exactly. Like, you didn't even know.
Oh, my God.
So I wanted to start off with other things because there's obviously a bunch of other things he's going to find out if he listens to this.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
That we've done that they don't know about or they told us not to and we did it anyways. We
either did it or do it actively.
Yes.
Mine are active. Except for one.
I think all of mine are active.
One is, well, since we're talking about like sharing bathroom items, there was a while where I had a toothbrush of my own, but I was using Travis's because I was interested in getting the same toothbrush as him.
I forgot you told me that.
I wanted to test it out to see if I liked it.
Bitch, I don't think I could ever do that.
Oh, I did.
I know that like we kiss and we make out and stuff, but like the thought of putting his toothbrush in my mouth, mm-hmm. like, it makes me feel like if I asked him to, like, use his tongue to brush my teeth, like, it just grosses me out.
I will say I could never use his toothbrush if it were wet, like, if he used yeah. it first. Like, it was, like, a dry toothbrush that and then he had to suffer through the wet one.
Yeah.
Sorry, babe. And I don't know, this sounds so weird, but, like, if we were on vacation or something, like, I don't think I could use his toothbrush. It was because I had the mentality of, like,
I'm testing it out.
Mm-hmm. And then mind you, this is the only time I've ever used his toothbrush uh-huh. was during this test out period. And then I decided that I didn't want the toothbrush. So I'm glad I did.
Yeah, you saved
yourself
some
money. And I haven't used his toothbrush since.
If I ever did that to Mike, I'm sure he would serve me the divorce papers along with that toothbrush wrapped in a bow because he would never use it again.
Or he'd throw it in the garbage.
Probably.
Yeah. So that was one thing. That one's not active. So I guess I have two that's not active. I haven't used a toothbrush since. I have used his loofah.
I've never used his loofah just because my loofah is directly underneath, so it makes it a lot easier. He buys us at the same time on purpose so that, like, I can't use his. Yeah, so I can't use it. But I do use, which is so funny, I think I brought this up to you before, I use, like, his he has, like, a shampoo and conditioner combo. It's, like, a tea tree oil eucalyptus one.
Blasphemy.
I'm telling you, on the days, like, just, like, when my scalp is, like, dry and irritated, it just, it feels nice. For some reason,
first of all, the fact that you're using a shampoo and conditioner hybrid, even if it was a woman's one, girl, what is wrong
with
you?
It feels nice. It feels fucking nice. I use it very rarely, but I do use it to the point where he's, like, I don't know how I'm going through shampoo and conditioner so fast. I'm, like, I don't know either. Do you want a bigger size? Like, I ain't telling him shit. But I do sometimes, just, like, a relaxation. I don't put it throughout my hair. It's mostly for my scalp, but it just feels, like minty fresh on your scalp. Mm-hmm. And I know they have women's one. But the men one, maybe because
it's intense.
Or maybe in my mentality, like, you know when you use something you're not supposed to use, it just feels better. Mm-hmm. It just feels nicer. I don't know. It feels amazing. I use that shit.
My mom's a hairdresser, so she's always, like, ingrained that into me. I've never used, like, store-bought. Unless I was at my dad's house. When I would go to my dad's house for the weekend, I would use the store shampoo, whatever they had, Pantene Pro-V or whatever. But
girl, I put my hair through hell and back, and it's still here, so...
No, you have great hair.
But he'll be like, I'm going through it so fast. And I'm like, that's so weird. I'm like, I can buy you another one. I got you, boo. I don't say shit, though.
And then as soon as you start buying it for yourself, it's not going to be working as well.
Exactly. I would never buy it for myself. Like, I wouldn't buy, like, a men's shampoo and conditioner because I'm like, ew, I don't want to use that. But just on those days, I'm just like a little dollop and on my scalp, and I'm just like, yes.
We have so for a while, Travis would have, like, his hang-up shirts and then, like, his casual, like, laying around the house, like, I'm going to go mow the lawn, go to work shirts or whatever. Yeah. And I used to take his hang-up shirts all the time and, like, wear them casually around the house, and he would get so mad. He's like, that's... So then we have a big walk-in closet, and he redid our closet so I couldn't reach.
What a bitch.
I know! Oh my god, don't get me started. So he has, like, two categories of hang-up. I'm not supposed to touch any of them, okay? None of them.
I love that.
Like, the ones that I've ruined, like, from doing dishes or, like, cleaning the
house. Like, his favorites?
He's given me, because they're like, you ruined this one, you got an oil stain on this one, or you did this. So he's, like, given, and they're, like, my sleep shirts.
Yeah.
Like, girl, they're not enough. Like, so, so fucking lazy I am. There's two levels of hang-up shirts now. Uh-huh. There's the ones that I'm not supposed to grab, but I still do. And he knows that there's a chance I might. And you know what? He put his dress shirts down there too that, you know, I'm never going to grab those. He played me. And I know what you're doing. And then here's, like, his nice ones that, like, he wears out, but I can't reach. That he knows there's no chance, unless I get a stepladder.
Yeah. You're not going to do all that.
In there. So he knows that there's a chance of me grabbing them. And I do, like, he's given me his old shirts that are literally folded in a drawer in the closet.
I love
but
that.
But I will, like, I'll come from the shower and, you know, have a towel on or whatever. And instead of, like, bending down and going in the drawer and having, like, rub, I'll just go and just, like, yank one off.
I love that.
I know. And I get, and girl, I did that the other day. So, when, you know what sucks is when he does the laundry, he'll see the shirts in there and he'll be like, I didn't wear this. Shirt.
Yeah.
I wore the you need to be checked out shirt. Yeah. He knows he didn't wear that shirt and it's in the laundry right now and I'm gonna get in trouble, but
that's so funny. I do the same shit though. Mike puts, like, specific shirts that, like, he has favorites for some reason. Favorite shirts that he likes to launder around. He says they feel good, like, in his nipple ear area. Yeah. So he's like, don't wear these. You can wear any of the other 30, but don't wear, like, these three. Bitch, I'd be grabbing those three though. And what's even worse is, like, it's not like I grab one and he has two more that he could be like, oh, like, I'll just wear those while she's wearing that. No, it's like the last one, the last favorite. Oh, and I pick it.
The laundry.
The rest are in the laundry. And I'll be, like, underneath a blanket and I see him. He goes in the drawer and he's looking. He's like, where's that shirt? And I'm, like, putting the blanket over my neck, like, and then he knows. He, like, take the blanket off now. And I'm like, oh, no. And he's like, take it off, Tiffany. God damn it. And I'm like, he's like, you have so many. Mind you, we purposely bought me soft shirts, like sleeping shirts, extra big sizes so I can have them. But I have a second scenario that I'm going to bring up in a few, which is why I don't have those shirts. So I have to wear those shirts.
Yeah, he gets so mad. He gets so mad at me. Like,
I love that. No,
there's also
too.
Something else that he gets so mad at me for.
So wait, let me bring up the second scenario real quick, which is why I don't have the soft shirts sometimes. I am sometimes tired/lazy. And when I do laundry, like, I'll have, like, clothes to put away, and I'm just overexhausted. And I know Mike already put his clothes away, and I'm supposed to technically put my clothes away at the same time so we can, like, lay in bed because we put all the clean clothes on the bed. I'll take those clothes and put them right back in the hamper again. I'm like, time for round two. It'll be like the same soft shirts, just keep going in the washer and washer and washer. And he's like, why do you never have clothes? And I'm like, I'm just always wearing them. You just never see them. Mm-hmm. No, girl. They go from clean laundry back into the dirty laundry, back on the bed, back into the dirty laundry, because I don't want to do them, but I don't want to admit that I don't want to mm-hmm. do them, because I'm like, we talked about embarrassing. I don't want to embarrass myself. So I put them back in the hamper and I put them deep in, because now he knows when I put them on the top, he's like, are these clean? And I'm like, no. He's like, you go through so much laundry. And I'm like, man. I'm like, if you only knew.
Oh, girl. That's so bad. See, I don't do that. I do have multiple laundry baskets in my house. And I'll just take the clean – well, I have the kids. Take the clean clothes out. And they'll just – sometimes I fold them. And then sometimes they'll sit folded in because I don't put them away.
You'll leave them in the baskets.
Yeah,
he's very anti, like, leaving clothes in the basket, so they all go on the bed, and then we have to get rid of them.
If I put the clothes on the bed, I would kick them on the floor.
So instead of kicking them on the floor, I just put them back in the hamper.
Yeah. But then I wouldn't wash them again. I would just, like,
well, I can't
live at, I've lived out of the hamper where, like, I just take the clothes out of the hamper and put them on.
Yeah, we don't have, like a clean hamper situation. The hamper is meant for just dirty clothes, and then all the clean clothes are just supposed to be, like, hung up. We don't have, like, a space to keep clean clothes that we don't want to, like, fold or put away. Yes.
The clean hamper is the dirty hamper.
It alternates.
I know. It's literally this, like, we have one hamper. I mean, you've seen them around me. They're in every single TikTok video in the back background. It starts out in my
living room.
It starts in our bathroom. In the bathroom, it starts there. Uh-huh. Sometimes there's a pile of clothes on the floor there. Sometimes it's a hamper.
But how do you know which one's clean or which one's dirty?
I'm going to explain the process. So the dirty clothes are in there in the bathroom, right? And then it fills up. And I'm like, okay. So then I take the clothes out and I put them in the washing machine. And then the hamper stays in there. And then whatever dirty clothes accumulate just go on the floor in the bathroom.
Oh, so they're now hamperless.
Yeah, there's no hamper.
Gotcha. That makes sense now.
And usually the other hamper, because we have two, is filled with clean clothes.
Okay.
So the hamper makes its way around. You know, Michael takes the clothes, or I take the clothes from the washing machine and puts them in the dryer. Bryce takes the clothes from, he takes that hamper that's in there, puts the clean clothes in it, and brings it to the living room, where sometimes they get folded, or if they sit there long enough, it just gets brought back in there. And the clothes sit there until it's either time to do laundry again, because that's what makes me have to fold the laundry, is because eventually the clothes have to go back to the washing machine. So I take the clean clothes. Sometimes there's two things of it, or Travis just gets so tired of seeing it, he'll do it.
Yeah, you see, but, like, you guys can ignore it for a while. Mike notices that shit instantly, and I'm just like,
that's how I do it.
It's my stuff, though. Like, he doesn't even know where my stuff goes or what it not. Because also, I don't know where my stuff goes half the time either way. I'm
not organized. Travis will, like, lay my stuff out. He'll lay it out, and then, like, you come over and seen it. Like, it'll just be hanging out on
my
entertainment
center. Mike lays my stuff out, too. That's how I know. I'm like, so, like, you could take all the underwears and easily throw one place, the socks. Yeah. But when it comes to, like, folding or hanging up stuff, like, I'll look, and I'm like, this seems like a lot. And, like, it's already organized, and I'm just like,
there's no excuse.
Like, there's space in the hamper to, like, just put it back in there.
That's what I do. I'll lay up. I'll be like, okay, I'm going to take my stuff from the entertainment center and from the bar, and I'm going to lay it in the hamper, and then I'm going to bring it in the bedroom to put it away, and then it just stays there, and I'm like, oh, shit. But then I live out of the hamper.
Yeah.
And Travis just, like, give me, like, the side eye, and I'm like,
I know.
Oh,
I just play dumb. I'm like, I have no idea. I've been wearing this stuff every single time. I don't know what you're talking about. But I know he's caught me a couple of times. When he's noticed, and he's like, this was just washed today. And I was like, what?
I wore it last night.
What are you talking about?
Oh, man. I love that. No, we're
lazy. So that's why I don't have my own shirts, and I have to wear his shirts, and it drives him absolutely insane.
I have a huge head. It's very true. Massive, massive head. So I can't wear, like, women's size hats, so I have to wear men's hats. And I wear his hats all the time, and he hates it because he has so many hats, and he loves hats. Like, that's his thing. He has a million different hats. But I wear them with makeup sometimes.
I love that. And you get the makeup all over the hat.
On the inside. So he tells me, he's like, don't wear this hat. Don't wear this hat. especially the white ones, because you know that foundation is noticeable. And I wear them, and he gets so mad. I can't even lie about it either. I'm like, I wasn't wearing because there's makeup who else was on it? The inside. Yeah. And I have to like, he has like all his hats like pre, you know, on his little spot in the back, okay, the adjustment area. I'm like, it's I got a lot redone. Of hair. My head's bigger because of the hair.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's redone. He's like, were you wearing my hat? And I'm like, So he specifically tells me, like, don't wear these. He's like, you can wear A, B, and C. And I'm like, but I don't want to wear them.
I know.
I've been trying to buy more hats for myself. Girl, the only hat that fits my freaking head and that I know that he's not going to wear is my freaking I Love Hot Dad shirt because I bought it from, like, a gay pride website. It's a men's hat.
I think you're just going to have to buy a men's hat. Or whenever Travis buys one, buy two. And then you can have your own. Like, of the same brand or whatever as it is.
Like you said, it's just better than I know that it's his.
I know. I just love doing that. I know it fits.
Because hats are so hard to buy. It's, maybe not for you because you got a tiny little peanut head. But
I swear to God. I have a normal size head, actually. Normal size head.
I just have a massive head. And, my husband and I, like, we like the same type of hats. Like, I don't like shallow hats. I like it to touch, like, the top of my ear. It has to be, like, a very specific – I just don't have the patience to do it. Like, whenever I buy a hat, I buy the wrong one, then I have to send it back. Yeah. Or I give it to Michael, and it's just – I bought so many hats, and I know that if he buys it
– it's going to be exactly what you want.
Yeah. So maybe I'll just have him buy me hats. I don't know.
Speaking of that, on the same note, whenever Mike orders stuff at, like, restaurants and whatnot, he's like, do you want to share this or do you want to do this? Do you want me to pick for you? And I'm like, no, I'm a strong, independent woman. I can pick my own fucking food. I don't need you to pick it for me. I always want what he – like, he just picks – either he picks, like, the best food on the menu somehow or, like, the same thing that we've been saying. I love wanting what I can't have.
Because I think that's what it is.
Every single time we order stuff and I'm like, it didn't look appetizing on the menu. Like, I was like, I could really go for that. And it comes fucking out and Mike is eating it. And, like, out of nowhere, I'm like, damn, that looks delicious. Every time. Even when he's at home making stuff. He's like, do you want breakfast? Do you want me to cook breakfast? And I'm like, no, I'm good. He's like, are you sure? And I'm like, I don't want your fucking breakfast. He'll sit down and be like, can I have a bite of that? I don't know what it is. I think he's ready to kill me at this point with how many times it happens. But, like, for some reason, when he offers me, it doesn't taste as good.
You like what you can't have.
Maybe. Maybe it's just, like, the thought. And I think I do be doing it on purpose, though, because the other day he was having an energy drink that he told me I couldn't have, and out of nowhere I wanted the energy drink.
I can't with you. No, that literally sounds what it is.
I just want it so bad. And I don't know if I want to see if I can get it just to, like, get away with it. But, like, it just tastes so much better.
I literally asked Tiffany if she wanted a drink on the way here. And she said no. And so I got myself a chai. And then she was like, I need it. So I just gave it to her because she told me she was going to take it anyway.
Until people start buying you chai items. And you're like, I'm just kidding.
I did not like it at all. Now, I told her I was like, I asked her, I was like, do you like chai? And she was like, yeah. And so I told Michael, I was like, I'm going to tell Tiffany I bought this for her. And he's like, but that's a lie. And I was like, I know. But
as soon as you came in, you're like, I got you a drink. And I'm like, you didn't like it, did you? You're like, nope.
Sometimes I do buy her drinks, but also I didn't like that one.
No, girl. I noticed as soon as there was, like, no ice possibly in it. You know what's
funny? Is I went up to your fridge to put ice in there, but your little
ice cube.
You have
no ice?
I know, your little ice cube thing wasn't working. And I was like, God damn it.
That's how I knew as soon as I saw it. I'm like, she hated it. I'm just the backup.
I knew you liked chai, though. I'm pretty sure you'd like chai.
I do.
I like Thai tea. Yes. Not chai tea.
I love that for you.
Next on the list, and I think this is my last one, unless I think of, like, some random ones. This is a new one. So Travis has been working out, you know, because we're going on a cruise. He's been working out. The determination and bless discipline that guy has. He wakes up at 3:00 in the morning. So that he can work out. And when he's not working on days, he works out, like, when he wakes up before he goes to work on nights. Like, on a schedule. And he works out for, like, an hour. Like, he's very dedicated. I could never. I am not a very dedicated person.
Neither am I.
So he's working out. And the other day, like, we have a protein. Because, you know, Bryce works out with him sometimes. And Bryce has to have his little protein powder or whatever. Anyway, so the other day I saw him drinking a protein shake. He worked out at night. And I was like... But he pulled it out of a different area. Like, our protein is, like, in a different – it's, like, a lower cabinet or whatever. And he pulled this protein, like, somewhere, like, out of, like, a hidden cabinet thing. And I'm like, what is that? And he goes, it's my secret protein. And I was like,
did he hide it from you?
Yeah.
He's like, this bitch is not putting in the creamy.
He's like, yeah, no, literally. He's like, this is a specific protein that's meant for nighttime. And he's like trying to like explain all these things. He's like, it's meant for like some kind of something that does your body overnight or something. I don't know. I didn't hear any of that. All I heard was that he had a protein that he didn't want me to have. And he's hiding it from me. And he put it up so high so I can't reach it. And I'm like, what do you mean you have a secret protein? He's like, you're not even gonna like it anyway. He's like, I didn't want you to get confused. It's defensive
for me.
Yeah, he's like, you're not even gonna like it. It's like, it's very gritty. It does all these blah, 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 blah. And I know, of course, at this time, I like tuned him out. I'm like, I'm not even fucking listening to that. Like, what do you mean you had to hide something from me? And he's like, he's like, it's for me, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whatever. He's like, and then it flips. And then he's like, well, do you want some? Like, do you want to try? He's like, it's not even that good. Do you want to try it and see? I'm like, no. No. I'm like, that's your little special protein. I'm like, I don't want it. For all the past, like, week, he's been like, no, seriously, like, try the protein. Like, you can have some. I was just
trying. Girl, he was caught.
I know. He's like, no, he's been trying to get me to try it, like, constantly. And I'm always like, no. I'm like, nope. Yeah, I'm very, very, very stubborn. And I'm like, no, I don't want to try your protein. Girl, I have yet to try that damn protein. I will. And I told him, I was like, I will. If it's the last protein on earth, I will never try that protein.
That is so funny.
Because you felt the need to hide it from me. Absolutely not. I was like, I will never. So now you need to just try it. He's like, I don't care if you have it. I just didn't want you to get confused with your protein that you're taking this nasty protein when you
blah, 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 blah. I love that.
And I'm like, absolutely not. I was like, I'm gonna buy my own protein and I'm gonna hide it from you.
Yep.
And it's gonna be the best protein ever. And I'm gonna have my special protein. And then he's like, and I was like, and you're gonna want some of my protein? Girl, I was like, absolutely not. So yeah, his fucking stupid protein powder that I refuse to even take a sip. He's like, just try it. Just see what I'm talking about. Just take a sip. And I'm like, absolutely
that
not.
Is so
I
funny.
Refuse. I will never take a sip. That's of that fucking conscience. Protein. Ever. Ever. Will never.
Girl, I would have done the complete opposite. I would have tried it. Even if I hated it, I would be like, I love this. And now I want it every day just to, like, ruin it for him.
Nope, that's the difference between me and you. I'm like, nope, absolutely not. I will never.
You're like, I'll starve before I have that protein.
Literally, his dying wish. Taste the protein. Absolutely fucking not.
That is so funny.
I would never. Nope.
You know, I like being a petty bitch sometimes, though. So
I know.
I do the same exact shit.
I'm even petty sometimes. Petty Betty. Anyway, that was my last one.
Yeah, I don't have any more that I could think of. If I do have any more, there's still secrets that Mike doesn't need to know about just
yeah,
yet.
We found out recently that they sometimes listen to our podcast, so I can't be
yeah, that's actually what probably changed some of the comp points that I was going to make today when Mike brought up about our podcast, and I was like, you listen to it? And he's like, yeah, and I'm like, Travis, but why?
Travis said he listened to a couple of them. I don't know what a couple is.
I don't know either, but I was like, damn, now I got to watch what I say.
I know, we were so free before, and I'm still going to be free, but
that things we hate about our husband segment is going to be on for later on.
Oh, some things have to remain a secret. We'll have to create like a pay-per-view thing where
we approve names to listen to the podcast first.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can't think of anything else. He knows pretty much. I say it all the time. I'm like, what's yours is mine. And what's mine is ours. So
I tell Mike all the time, I'm like, you see memes that like husbands complain about the stuff that like the wives take from like the husbands or what they do and stuff like that. I'm like, this is completely normal in a marriage. I was like, I was literally brought on this earth to annoy you. So like,
literally, you are his karma. I say it all the time. It's
you're welcome.
Amazing. You know, one thing I don't do that some people do that I think is kind of weird is they wear their husband's underwear. Do you wear Mike's underwear? You do.
If it's clean, I wear dirty underwear, but I have.
He wears boxer briefs.
The loose boxers, like if I'm like cramping on my period.
No, I'm talking like the ones that have like, no, not the boxer shorts, like the briefs, like the ones that Bryce wears that look like little like that look like little big boy underwear.
I've worn those too.
Ew, girl.
But they're bad. They're like baggy on me, just like boxer briefs. I've worn them like when I'm cramping or like on my period. Like they're just like they're like shorts, but they're like not as tight as women's shorts. I put them on time.
Google that. Google box. I don't think we're talking about the same thing. Boxer shorts are like the plaid ones, right?
Yeah, I know
talking,
what you're
I'm
talking
not talking about those. I'm talking
I'm about to
about...
go pull them out from his drawer.
Girl, do not.
Like look these. Boxer briefs.
Yeah. Ew, you wear those?
Yeah.
Ew.
I wear them all the time, and I tell them, I'm like, you know, if I get like blood on them from like my period and stuff like that, I'm gonna have to throw them out. But like, these are the only comfy things to wear.
I could never. I don't know. Something being that close to his butthole, like, I don't know if I could wear that.
You can do the toothbrush, but you can't do underwear.
His toothbrush doesn't go near his butthole.
Yeah, but his butthole is just going to be next to my butthole, which is, like, no different than, like, when he sleeps naked in bed. Like, the butthole's still near me.
If, what if he gets a wedgie and it's, like, up there, like, rubbing on his butthole? Like, I don't know.
If he gets a wedgie? Girl, I've never heard
of hemorrhoids. They'd be rubbing up on their hemorrhoid.
It is hemorrhoids. Girl, I was confusing it with something else.
Hernia?
Is it hernia? No, it is hemorrhoids. It is hemorrhoids.
Is it? No.
I was trying to think of what the word is. Yeah, no, it doesn't faze me. I mean, I won't use, like, maybe used clean, underwear. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like some, like, you know, like, some girls like the smell of, like, their significant others. Like, I'll wear
underwear?
No, no, no. Like, clothes in general.
Oh, oh my,
like,
God.
I'll wear, like, Mike's shirt if it's, like, a day old because it smells like him and stuff like that. But two or three days, it's just stinky.
I don't do that either. I don't wear.
You don't wear new shirts?
Not my husband's.
Oh, it should only be your husband's.
I don't even wear, like, my own used shirts.
No, I wear Mike's used shirts. If it's,
I mean,
like,
unless we're on, like, vacation and, like, I only brought, like, one or two big t-shirts to sleep in. Like, I'll re-sleep in that. But at home, I don't do that. Because I have so many shirts.
I love that.
I don't have to.
But it's also, like, it's, like, a, how do you say that? Not, like, emotional thing, but, like, a sentimental thing. Like, I'm not wearing it just to wear a fucking shirt. Like, I wear it because it smells like him. You know what I mean?
I don't do that.
Like, I've taken, like, you know, with boyfriends when you're younger, you take, like, their jackets home so you can, like, smell them when you go home. You never taken, like, a boyfriend's jacket?
That. I've taken a boyfriend's jacket, but not because it smelled like them.
Why else would you fucking take it?
Because it was cold?
No, girl. I had my own fucking jacket. I took it because it would smell like the person that I was obsessed with. And I wanted us, like, to smell them. Like, snuggle up, like, with their jacket.
The only time I ever went home with a shirt that was a boy's was because I started my period and it was a flannel shirt. And he,
girl, you're doing a matter of convenience.
I don't think I've ever taken something home or, like, worn one of his shirts. You know what I do sometimes, though, is when he's, that might be also be selfish and for convenience. I was gonna say I roll over on, like, his pillow and his side of the bed, but I think it's because I just get to have the whole bed to myself.
Yeah, no, I, like, wear his shirts because it smells like him. Or, like, if I'm, like, not feeling good, like when I took a nap
just
earlier,
take his cologne and just, like, spray it on the clothes.
It's not the same. We're going to have to, like, do a poll and see if other people do this online.
I'm sure. I already.
It's
sure,
like a, like a sentimental
line
thing. Yeah. Like, when I don't
I'm
feel
not
good.
Out. I understand that.
And I'm sick. And Mike absolutely hates this, but I don't care. When I don't feel good and I'm sick and I'm laying in bed, I'm laying on his side of the bed. Like, it's not like, oh, I don't want cooties on my side of the bed. Like, it smells like him. And it's like, instead of him having to wrap himself around me while I'm sick and dying, like, I'm all over his stuff. And just, like, I nap on his side of the bed because it just makes it easier. But I just don't know if people do it further with, like, undies and stuff. Like, I'm not doing that. I know his farts, and I'm not trying to be doing that. But I only do it typically when I'm, like, PMSing because it's – if I run out of shorts or, like, the underwears that I have, you know, they be giving me wedges.
Yeah.
I need something comfy when I'm on my period. And his underwears are the first one that I'm not worried if
– shit happens to.
Yeah.
Literally.
It is what it is. So I end up taking his stuff.
Yeah. I don't do that.
I'm not going to go out to the store and buy myself men underwears from when I'm on my period.
Maybe
absolutely not.
I don't know.
I need him to stretch them out first.
Oh. Yeah, that's weird. I don't know.
But no, I wear his shirts and his jacket and stuff, but it can't, like, I wear it new
like
or
it
not
it's
new.
It's bigger. Like, my husband's tall. Like, I like it because it's big and his stuff, he does have really comfortable shoes. He's very big on comfort and he finds really good, like, soft shirts.
I love soft shirts.
And yeah, like, I don't know. I don't.
I feel like it's not the same of someone wearing a shirt, like, with his cologne. Like, I know it's as weird as it sounds, but, like, the smell of, like, a man's, man's, like, sweat mixed with the cologne smells so much better than me just, like, taking the damn cologne and spraying. No, I just smell like a man.
That's true.
Like a generic man, not even, like, a specific man. So, that's what I'd be doing.
Yeah, you know what I do when I miss my husband? I call my husband. Let me tell you how many times I call my husband a day. Too many. I am always, and I'll just be like, hey, what are you doing? Like, whenever I'm in the car, 100%, I'm on the phone with somebody because I hate driving and it keeps my mind. I call you.
Yeah.
How many times do I call you and I'm in the car?
Girl, we'll be on the phone for the whole drive.
I know. I do it on purpose because it keeps my mind off driving. And yeah. Then we hang up and I call Travis. Or I'm on the phone with Travis and we hang up and I call you. Or
I love call somebody. That.
Like, I call him so many times. And we'll talk when he's at work, like, 9 times.
I love that. I think Mike would go insane.
I know.
Mike would literally answer.
I don't wear his stuff. I don't wear his underwear.
Mike would be like, what do you want? I'm like, never mind.
I promise he's so sweet. He always talks to me and it'll just be like, so what are you doing? And I already know what he's doing.
Yeah. Working.
Yeah, working. And I'm like, what are you doing? How's so-and-so? What's going on?
I love that.
Yep.
Okay. Where are we going? Things you should find out about your partner before getting married. Okay, you should start this one off because I just need to, like, I need to read what you're saying
before I start spilling. I have serious ones, and then I have just, like, personal ones that if I were to ever get married again. What temperature you need the house at?
Okay.
Because some people like it warm, and I need it to be at 74.
That's reasonable. And what temperature
you want to sleep at.
Yeah.
Like, I need it ice cold.
I cannot imagine being with a guy who needs, like...
warmth.
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to be the warmth?
That'd be weird. Yeah, no, like, every guy I've ever talked to likes it cold, so I'm glad that it's, like, universal. But, man, yeah, if some guy was like, it's too cold for me, I'd be like...
Dude, Travis's mom, she will, like, have her door open, so, like, when it's, like, the summertime. Like, she likes her house warm.
Really?
She complains about my house being cold all the time.
Ooh, I don't know if I could do that.
My house is that cold.
I know my house is cold all the time, but I mean, I'm used to it. I tell everyone they come over, like,
bring a jacket.
It's cold. Yeah.
Yeah. No, literally, we have like a million couch blankets and stuff. Like, I cannot stand being warm at all.
I hate being cold.
Oh, I also hate being cold.
Yeah. Like, I complain no matter what. But that's a good one. I agree. My first one is what type of toilet paper they use. I will say this, that I'll give Mike. I use way cheaper toilet paper than what he does. Mike loves, like, a super soft, like, blanket up his butt toilet paper.
The Red Charmin.
Yeah.
That's what we use, too.
And when I first met him, like, I was just using, like, whatever's the cheapest thing because I didn't care.
Is he extra soft or extra strong? Because there's a blue one and a red one. And I always ask Travis, I'm like, which one do we get? I think we get extra strong because we are worried about our fingers poking through the toilet paper and touching our butthole when we're wiping. I think we do extra strong.
I think we do extra strong, but it is like plush. It is like soft. It's thicker than it's the other one. It's thicker than what I'm used to. So when I first met Mike, I was like, damn, this is some bougie ass toilet paper. But now I'm like, damn, you're right. You make the right decisions there. I was going all cheap and I was like, we'll survive. And I didn't need to survive. I needed to thrive.
You need to thrive and you need to make sure that there's zero risk. You need to make sure you're able to get in there a nice, hefty, girl, secure, clean.
I could have met a man who used half a ply of paper and like,
girl,
how would my vagina be now, suffering? Girl,
those men are the ones that like crumple up toilet paper and you're like, just give it a quick wipe, and you need something that you can wipe and your butthole's not getting raw, like a nice, good, secure, clean.
Mike is so infatuated with cleanness. He bought a bidet, which I was very anti about it. I was against it. I was like, I don't want water up my butthole. Like, that's weird. And that's probably the best thing we've ever bought. It feels amazing.
I don't use it.
Oh, it scares you. You got to get used to it.
Travis got persuaded. He got influenced by Mike and went and bought a bidet for our house too. I don't know, man. I don't like the cold water. Like, if the water was warm, it might be different, but the water's freezing.
I think you can buy, like, temperature control ones, but I think they're more money.
Girl, I'm not buying a temperature controlled bidet.
I don't know.
It scares me. Like, I already have anxiety. Like, I'm like waiting because, like, very clear, it goes from 0 to 60. There is no tiny trickle of like, okay, the water's coming.
No, yeah,
it's like you're turning it and it's all of a sudden not going, and the next day, bam!
But you,
like,
figure it out because sometimes I used to do that and it was like an explosion. You're like, ah, like when it hits you,
and then it's the wrong hole. It hits the wrong hole.
Had it hit the wrong hole?
There's a woman's one, and then there's the butt one. And sometimes it hits the wrong hole. And then you're scared because you're like turning it to the left and you're like, okay, I'm going to get my butt. And then all of a sudden it starts stabbing your vag. And then you're like, and then you freak out and then you turn it too far the other way.
No, we have a double setting. So like I know what it's hitting immediately.
Yeah, Mike said that he wanted to look at our bidet.
Yeah, because he wants to see what you have. We have a double setting where I know what it's going to hit before I even turn it on. But I will say the women's setting is amazing, like when you're on your period, because it just cleans everything out. Mm-hmm. It feels nice. It's just like, it's like a spa in the toilet.
I love that for you. No, we also have, against my will,
I enjoy it. I know Mike wants to know what kind of bidet y'all have now.
I know. I'll have to go clean up my bathroom and so he can go in there.
He's going
to
go and creep.
I'm going to use our bidet. Give us a review.
Give a rating.
Oh my got our bidet from Amazon, so maybe we can put that in the storefront.
No, for real. So yeah,
right on your toilet.
That's mine. What's your other one?
How much salt you like in your food? I think it's very important. My husband has high blood pressure, and I've almost killed him on multiple occasions.
I love that.
I think that is very important because I could never be married to someone who doesn't like
salt,
spices, spiciness.
No,
I'm not making two separate dinners. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, even my kids, like, the food's somewhat spicy. Like, Bryce got over real quick him thinking pepper was spicy.
Yeah.
Like, I could never be with.
Can you imagine being with someone who doesn't like spicy food?
No, I could never.
We, all four of us, love spicy food. Like,
it's even Michael now likes spicy
so
food.
So fucking good. We're obsessed with it. And I have family and friends who don't like spicy food. So the next one that I have is if they snore.
You think that's a deal breaker if they snore?
I don't think it's a deal breaker, but I feel like Mike catfished me because I feel like the first few months when we were together, he didn't snore. Like, it kind of came out of nowhere. And I'm like, who are you? Mm-hmm. Like, I
think it could have been age too.
Damn, he got old ago. And now he started snoring.
Yeah, 10 years.
That's a great question.
For the record, he did snore before, just not very loud.
I don't know. And it all could also be like the whole bliss of like in a new relationship and I just sleep soundly next to him and now I'm like, I'm gonna kill him.
Yeah, maybe you didn't notice before.
Yeah, maybe. But
girl, I heard him snore. We all went camping not too long ago and he snores so loud. Yeah.
And he snores, which I don't know if this is normal or not, because I'm not around people who usually snore. Like, I only sleep with one person. Mike snores like random. Like, he'll just be like super quiet and then he'll be like, and then be like, and he just like gives me a heart attack. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm. It's not like a consistent like snore, snore, snore. It's like a soft snore and like a super loud snore. And then kind of sounds like he's like choking on himself. Mm-hmm. And
I
told
him. Does he sleep on his back?
He does sleep on his back, which is why.
100% of the time?
No, not 100% of the time.
Maybe,
but
have you noticed the snoring like changing whether he's on his
he
side
has
or
to
his
turn
back?
That's when. So I do hit my husband when he's snoring. I have to say it drives me insane. I have to hit him to wake him up and be like, turn. He needs to turn on his side. That he snores less like that. But we also bought ghost beds, which are like the, I call them old people beds. They like recline upwards. Mm-hmm. So that when he's snoring, I have his remote control and I can lift him up myself without him waking up. And I lift him up and then I go to sleep. And sometimes he'll be like fully up sleeping because I couldn't deal with the snoring. And I just feel like, because I'm sure there's people who really can't deal with it. Like, I say that it's annoying and stuff like that, but, like, I can tolerate it. I sleep through it and stuff like that. But I'm sure there's people who cannot absolutely sleep with a snorer because,
they sleep in separate bedrooms.
Yeah, there's people who do that. And I think that's absolutely insane. I mean, I could never
do
a separate bedroom.
I could never sleep in a separate bedroom for my
husband. Fuck no. It's either we sleep together and you figure out your fucking snoring situation or we done.
No, like, literally.
You have your own room and I have mine. That's, like, absolutely ridiculous.
No, I agree. I can't be doing that. It's a no for me.
It is also a no for me as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, these are mine.
I love that.
I only know that because I sound incredibly loud in yours.
Really?
And I have to turn yours down for mine so you're not screaming in
the air. I love that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I think that's just a good thing to know. Like, at least be prepared.
I think you guys need to have your religion squared away before you get married and how you plan on raising your kids.
I hope people have that discussions like in the middle of dating. I've always brought that up. I could never imagine to be surprised with that.
We know people whose husband or spouse completely just picked up a new religion in the middle of their marriage.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's true. That would be very, very interesting to do. But that's the thing, that's in the middle of the marriage.
That's what I'm saying. Well,
like, that's, like, you're fully in, and then you decide one day you do want to do religion or you don't want to do religion. Like, that's, like, a whole sporadic change, mm-hmm. though. Like, I don't know if you can, like, determine that beforehand.
Yeah, you're right.
But I think something like that would be discussed in the dating. Like, can you imagine being with someone for so many years, you propose, get married, and that's when you find out?
Or, like, how religious their family is. And if that's going to change when you guys have kids, because...
Yeah.
There are so many... I don't think you guys realize... And I know it's scary to talk about kids and stuff while you guys are dating, but there are so many things. Even Mike and I, like, raising Michael, he has certain opinions on, even now, and I'm just like, if I would have known that. You know, like, we just have very, very, very different...
Yeah.
opinions and things, and some things I'm very firm on and some things he's very firm on, and things that, you know, because we got married so quick, we didn't discuss, mm-hmm. you know, even with Travis and I mean, there are certain things, and I feel like, you know, give and take, but.
And some other things that I know that you've brought up are like a men's point of view versus like a woman's point yeah. of view that also differ because mm-hmm. they either don't think about certain things or.
Yeah. Just like being on the same page with mm-hmm. so many big kids. Decisions. Yeah. Like, what else?
Hold on. I had a really good one, but I forgot, my phone just shut off. Oh, who can cook? Yeah. Can you imagine, like, let's say, like, you didn't know how to cook, and then you get with someone, and then they also don't know how to cook. Like, what the fuck do you do?
I understand that. I mean, like, some people are fine with, you know, eating out all the time and whatever, but you guys both at least have to be on the same page with that.
Yeah.
Like, don't, if I don't know how to cook, and you don't know how to cook, and we're dating, and we're fine, don't someone's expect expecting me a one day. Meal. Yeah, don't expect me to one day just decide to pick up cooking, because you knew who I was when you yeah. met me. You knew I didn't have an interest in cooking.
I never thought that that would be something that you would have to, like, think about or like even consider, like, oh, if I want to be with this person, like, do they know how to cook and stuff like that? Because maybe in my head, like, I assume like everyone knows how to cook. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never been with someone who didn't know how to cook, but I've met other people who've literally say like, oh yeah, we've never like picked up a spatula day in our lives, and I'm like, really? Like, what do you eat then?
Speaking of eating, I'm starving. I can't wait to go home.
I love that for you.
Starving.
But yeah, I've never been with anyone who like didn't cook, so I never even thought to like consider bringing that up, like mm-hmm. even with them, like Mike knows how to cook and stuff like that, but like any boyfriends in the past, they all knew how to cook, and I'm just like, I just assume like if you were a male, you knew how to cook.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that there was men out there that didn't know how to cook.
Dude, Travis doesn't know how to cook. I mean, he can do like basic things, like he could take like chicken and cook chicken and then like warm up the microwavable vegetables. Honestly, like, because, you know, it's funny because when Travis
but he's and I, learning or at least smoking and well, shit like that now.
Yeah, like when Travis and I first started dating, I didn't really know how to cook. Like, mm-hmm. I learned how to cook from YouTube.
Really?
Literally. Mm-hmm. Like, I learned how to cook from YouTube. And Mike did the majority of the cooking when we were together. And when I was single, I was eating out or whatever a lot of the times, or eating at work. And yeah, Travis and I, we did a whole lot of prepackaged meals.
Really?
And when Travis would make, yeah, when he would make dinner, he did a lot of the cooking when we first started dating. He would make spaghetti. He would make, you know, microwavable box mac and cheese, you know, like yeah. that's what we ate for a long time. And I forget, he told me, he was joking, but I took it to heart. He was like, if you want to get married, he's like, you need to learn how to cook. Because, you know, he loves to eat.
Yeah.
And I took that
oh, yeah.
to heart.
He really does.
He eats a lot. And so he was joking, obviously. But I was like, bet.
That's so funny. No, I don't know. I mean, even when I was in college and I, like, lived on my own and stuff like that, I hated cooking. I still hate cooking to this day. But, like, I cooked my own food. I knew how to cook
like
to
from scratch?
Eat. Yeah, like, I did. I never really bought, like, microwavable stuff. I was just cooking what I knew I liked, like mm-hmm. is basically it. So then when people were like, I don't know how to cook, I'm like nothing, like you don't know how to cook anything.
I mean, I know how to cook, like, even before Mike, like I know how to cook the staple things that were in my household, like chicken and dumplings,
chicken
and
rice, and, like yeah,
like stuff, like I'm talking like cooking like full-on from scratch meals.
Yeah,
like there was no doing that, like homemade macaroni and cheese from scratch. Like we weren't doing that, making a roux and all this shit. And
now, do you think that's a deal breaker though, like meeting someone who doesn't know how to cook?
No, because I can cook. But I think, like I said, you should discuss it beforehand. Yeah. Like make an ideal, especially before you get married, like who's gonna do what.
I think someone should at least learn how to cook. Like, figure that out. Like,
take a cooking class.
Yeah, take a cooking class together. Make it romantic. Learn how to make some
food.
Who's
going to drive in your relationship? Is it going to be a 50-50 thing? Or is one person going to be the driver and one person's going to be the... Who's driving on these long trips?
No, for real. Ooh, I have a second point with that.
I'm not driving.
Not the driving, but I love that for you. Like, who's, like, considered the, like, the protector? Like, who's going to protect you? Because I've been in relationships
where you were?
I was the one.
You're lying.
Who was, yeah, I was the one who, like, when we were in concerts, was having to shove through people to get us through.
You better tell me who after this.
that I was like having to shove people to like get through and stuff like that. And I was the one who was like, excuse me, move, da 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 da. And then like when I got with Mike, and Mike would be the one who was doing that, and Mike would be like, you know, you can't be, I remember fighting with him on this once. He's like, you can't be like on the side of the road towards the street. And I was like, why the fuck not? And he's like, girls aren't supposed to be over there. It's like a guy in case a car comes and like hits you and some shit like that. And I'm like, okay. But then now I'm to the point where like, because now Mike leads and he's the one who like shoves through the line, I feel invincible. I'm ready to start drama everywhere because I don't have to protect myself.
Except for when you're with me, because Tiffany's also the protector.
I know. She's with me. I'm the one who has to go back and do the lines with you.
Yeah, she walks me through.
But yeah, like that's something to consider, because when I was with a person who was like that, I thought that that was normal. That I was like, okay, like then I'm just like doing this. Like they're shyer and quieter than I am. So, mm-hmm. Which is insane, because I was also shy and quiet, that like I had to step up. And then like meeting Mike, and I was like, damn. Like, for future reference, like, I'm not doing that shit anymore. Why was I doing that to begin with? Mm-hmm. Like, I never thought that, like, or maybe I thought, like, it's my life. I have to, like, protect and defend myself. And it's, like, your, like, significant other's job to be, like, protecting and defending you. And I'm like, how rude. I'll have to tell you who it is after this.
Girl, you better. Because I'm like, what the hell? That's never happened to me.
That's just what I was used to.
Can't. Also, your finances. Like... You can't have someone who, actually, that's not true. You can't have two big spenders.
No, for real. Because eventually
you're gonna run out of money. Like, Travis is very, very, very good with money. He's never been in debt. He's an amazing credit score. Like, he's a little bit of treat yourself, but not his treat yourself.
Not like us with treat ourselves.
Yeah, balances out my treat yourself. Like, he's very good with budgeting and keeping like a really close eye on our bank account and making sure, you know. And he's always been like that, like just very, very, very good. Me, like I said in the last one, like I don't really even check. Like I don't pay the bills physically. He goes and pays the bills. I contribute money.
Yeah.
Which when I was editing the podcast, I also didn't elaborate on that. I would like to elaborate now.
Oh, like you spend all the money?
Yeah, like I'm just sitting here spending money. I make my own money. We did very well at Moms of Tampa last year. And even before then, I was nannying. I work and I contribute and I put money in there. I'm just saying I don't physically pay the bills. I don't go on the apps and stuff.
Yeah.
He pays the bills. You're not physically
looking at where the money like goes.
I put money into the account.
He figures out where it's supposed to go.
He pays the bills that aren't automatic. You know, he pays our mortgage and stuff like that. I contribute to the mortgage.
No, for real. That's funny.
You're like, let me clarify that. Actually, just in case. When I was editing the podcast, it just says that like I don't look at big the bank account.
I love that.
But yeah, figuring out who, like figuring out balancing the money, how to budget, because that. Finances can be a big thing in marriage.
Well, that can make and break people too, 100%. On top of that, with something similar, is finding out what their ideal life is for the present and the future.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like you meet people and you fall in love with them and it's great. And it's, you know, blissful honeymoon stage. You get married. You're living your best life. And then you come into the whole, you know, they have a career change now. They, you know, they need to move to a different state. Is that something that you would have ever considered discussing?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the type of thing that once you get married, now they want you to quit your job and be a stay-at-home mom? Like, I've dated guys who said, like, that was the end result, that, like, if I got with them, like, I would stay at home and, like, be the stay-at-home mom. And I was like, the fuck I am?
Well, also, like, you know, it, like, in our instance, like, let's say you, when you wanted, you know, meet Mike, he has a kid, a young kid, and you wanted to get married and travel or potentially move to another state.
Yeah.
You have to take that into consideration. Like you said, like, what does your future look like? There is no, oh my God, my dream is to live in California unless we all, like, like our dream, like we were talking about, like, weird, but it was Mike and I's dream when we were together to move to Tennessee. Like, that was our 10-year plan. It didn't happen. We got divorced, but it was also Travis's plan to move to the South.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't want to move for a long time. So we, because Tiffany was stuck here, we could have all collectively moved and left Tiffany here in a little hut, but we didn't because we're considerate.
For me.
But no, like that's something that you have to consider. Like, yes, it was my dream. And even yes, it was Mike's dream to move, but you know, like you have to look at your partner and be like, you know,
and discuss like not just like the typical things like do you want kids and whatnot,
how many kids, because that's a thing too, like
how many kids, but that like the things that you just don't think about, like the career change, like if you do have a new job somewhere else, like would you ever consider that? Like I know it's a future thing, or you don't know if it's gonna happen, or like 20 years from now, like this world turns to shit. Like, what country do we all plan on moving to? Mm-hmm. Like, you never sit down and think about, like, oh, I didn't know you would consider this place or not consider this place because it's never discussed.
I'm open to moving. I just want to get the fuck out of Florida. Make that very clear. There's not a lot of places I wouldn't move to. I want a place with a lot of land. I just want to get out of. I've been here my entire life. I don't want to be fucking 50 years old and never lived. This is my whole life.
Girl, Florida's a retirement place, though.
Girl, I don't want to be here. I'm old for the old people. Like, I want to go somewhere new. I don't want to be here anymore. But anyway, that's another thing. We are planning on moving, and we convinced Tiffany, for the record.
They did.
We did, but not anytime soon. Well, maybe soon, in the next year or two. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so another one. I just had one that was good and I forgot it. Fuck.
I love that. Well, while you're thinking of that, the one that I was going to bring up is, what chores do they hate doing?
Oh yeah. That was part of mine too. Not chores, but like pet peeves. Like, what pet peeves can you absolutely not stand, and make sure your spouse isn't doing them. And it'll drive you crazy over time.
Yeah. It'll drive you crazy. The chores, because at least if they hate something that you're willing to do, you can even it out. If you both hate doing laundry, who the fuck's doing the laundry?
Yeah, y'all are gonna fight.
Yeah.
No, that's a good one.
Just bringing up those things, like, I always try to think of, like, what are people, this is a podcast idea in the future, but like, things that people fight over once you're in a long-term relationship that you don't consider during the honeymoon phase, because everything's perfect in the honeymoon phase. But like, kind of put yourself in that, all right, we've been together for 20 years. Like, what's something that I know, like, would be an issue? Like, let's maybe get it out the way and see. Mm-hmm. People always think of, like, the simple ones, like political views, kids. Like, what do you think about marriage and stuff like that? But not
political,
like,
political views are a good one. Mm-hmm. My dad and my stepmom have, I don't know what their political parties are, because my dad's never talked to me about politics.
It's conflicting.
They're opposite. Yeah. Which is, I don't know if I can do that. I can guess now that I'm an adult. Like, I'm pretty sure who lies with what, mm-hmm. but they never told me as kids. But I do know that they're opposites.
My parents also never told me as kids either. But I don't know if I could do that. I know Mike and I have the very, like, similar mindset with things, and I think that makes it a lot easier.
Same.
I know we'd be fighting if it was any different.
Yeah, Travis and I, honestly, like I said, I think Travis was a little more one way. I think he was a little more conservative until he met me.
Mm-hmm.
And then being with me, because he was also, like, I don't want to say sheltered, but he was just very used to closed being off. With a very close-minded people he surrounded himself with. And then not hating the other side, mm-hmm. it's just ignorance, you know? And then being with me, I feel like, and meeting different types of people and stuff, it kind of, like, opened his eyes. And I think he's a little more open-minded now.
Yeah, it's always good to be open-minded, but definitely discuss stuff like that. Even, like, the little things, like, I don't know if I brought this up to you or if I didn't, but, like, who decorates, like, the house, or who's in charge of, like, having the house decor and stuff like that. I can't imagine if Mike had a say.
Girl, you know what he used to tell me? And this is what's crazy, like, people say that people can't change or whatever. Mike used to tell me all the time that he never wanted photos of us up in the house. Like, that was his whole thing, was like, he did not want, he said it was stupid. He's like, I know what we look like.
Yeah.
So I never had pictures of us up in the house. Because then I told myself, like, oh, you know, it is stupid. Uh-huh. I mean, we had, like, stuff on Facebook and our phones and our computers and stuff like that, but we never had any, he thought decorating the house in that sense, putting photos up, was stupid. It did change, though, when we had Michael. We would put photos up of Michael. We had a couple. But we had photos. They were just, like, in albums or whatever. But, like, putting them up around the house.
As wall decor.
He's like, I think it's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. There was a lot of decor. He just was like, it's dumb. Like, we had decor in our bedroom, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. And then you guys have photos
all over the house. And I got flowers and photos everywhere.
Literally. And I have photos all over my house, too, now. Because that's what I wanted. And, mm-hmm. you know.
No, yeah. As soon as I think we got a house together, he was like, do whatever you want to the house. I don't care. All he said was, please don't touch the garage. And I was like, okay. And I decorate the house exactly what I want to. I have a color scheme, mm-hmm. which he just bought new rugs. And I had to turn down the rugs because I was like, those are not the color schemes that I had said that they were. You can either meet my color scheme demands or you ain't getting no goddamn rugs. And he changed the rugs.
I saw you guys got new rugs.
Yeah. Because I just... Not that I would care if he had a say in the house decor, but, like, you know, when you get a house, you want to decorate it the way you want to. And that's what I was super excited for. And because I know he didn't care,
mm-hmm.
he lost his say, essentially.
That's how Travis was, too. Like, he said that he didn't really care. He didn't want anything super feminine, obviously, like, nothing, like, super pink or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm neutral anyway. So yeah, but I mean, like, you can't, I see the way that some people be dressing sometimes, and you can't have like my house a certain way and then random. I mean, you've Christmas is off the table though.
Oh yeah.
But
Christmas is,
you've seen one for
all.
Yeah. But,
Christmas looks, yeah, like it threw, like, up all over the house.
You can't have your house scheme and then like throw like a red rug in there. Like, it doesn't work.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
And I just, like, but this one was on sale.
No, I took just so many thought I took a big thought process. I literally have like a collection, a specific collection of decor items that all go together. Like, I bought them all at once because I loved it. Even like the flowers, because I know he was like weary about having the flowers on the wall. But I was like, you know, the color scheme is blue and white floral. I was like, I need like cute decor like that. Like, it's
homey. It's cute. It makes
it's
your house.
It's not girly. It's just, it's pretty.
Yeah.
It's what
I
it
like
is.
It makes your house homey. That's one thing that I like, always wanted. That's just why I go so crazy for Christmas. Like, I mean, it's for me, but it's also for the kids. Like, I want the kids when they look back, you know, to think about those things. I don't know.
No, for real. We grew up in super decorated houses. My freaking room, I don't know if I have a picture of it still. Like, I still have I bought a towel and I fell in love with the way the towel looked. And my mom drew the towel design on my wall. And that was, aww, like the whole wall. And I still have the towel. And I was just,
that's
obsessed.
So sweet.
Obsessed. That's all I've ever done. So all I've ever had was decorated.
Hey, you're really good at decorating. Remember when you were supposed to decorate my house and you never did?
I told you we need to go shopping. But then, you know, Travis was like, absolutely not. Or you're like, I don't know. Or you would just go shopping.
I know. I just suck at decorating. Like, my house just like, I'm just not good. I just buy like random things.
That's
and then
what I'm
nothing
saying.
Goes with
you're
anything.
All over the place with I the know. Stuff that you like, and I'm like, you need a theme. Like, I'm a theme girl.
A theme. It's white.
Girl,
it's
you
white
have
and
like
gray.
Elephants, and then you have like cat stuff, and
I
then
know.
You have like different distresses of wood all over the place.
I know. I just love it all.
So yeah, you're all over the place. You don't have one specific theme. So we're ending it with the I Need a Bestie.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know, it is a segment where if you need a bestie, you send us in your situation and we give you our opinion. All right. Co-parenting advice.
Let's go.
My ex-husband and I share 2 children, ages 8 and 6. I am remarried with a 2-year-old and he is engaged with a 1-year-old. So okay. He is the ex engaged with a 1-year-old. His fiance and I communicate okay, but I want it to be better and I want to be able to do the family things with all of us. As a bio mom, how did you have a conversation with the bonus mom about your relationship between the two of you? How can you help the co-parenting relationship and possible friendship grow? So bio mom perspective. And they communicate okay.
They communicate okay. I would just... They have a 1-year-old. And how old's the other kids?
So the kids that they co-parent are 8 and 6. She's remarried with a 2-year-old, and he is essentially going to be remarried with a 1-year-old. So their new kids are very similar in age.
That's what I was saying. Like, you know what I would do? I would, honestly, I mean, you can only get so far.
I think we might have to do that part all over again. Oh, no, we don't.
Yeah, it's still recording.
But it's at 10%, so we gotta hurry up. Okay, hold on. 3, 2, 1.
I think you can only get so far over text, and plus you can't tell tone or whatever, and it's like really hard to like joke around and be silly and, you know, show your personality through text. Me personally, I would maybe ask and be like, hey, you know, do you want to get the kids together? Because they're essentially siblings, and just be like, hey, let's go take the kids to the park. The little ones too, like all the kids, like let's get everyone together and maybe just try to hang out.
Like all 4 kids
and let the moms hang out. Like, you guys can go meet up for coffee, get ice cream with the kids, like ask to go do something maybe. Or
I think it's great that the 2 new kids are very close in age where you can be like, I want to take our, you know, co-parented children out, but you know, so-and-so is so young that she or he can't really, you know, play with the other kids. Would you want your kid to play with my kid while the kids are out and about so they have a buddy? And like, that could be like a good start where people always say, like, what do you talk about when you're first meeting each other? We spoke about the kids.
Yeah, we talked about the kids.
It's the easiest conversation starter, essentially, when you don't know what else to bring up.
Or maybe have like, do something like I did, is I sent a gift, just to show that like there was nothing to be afraid of. There was no intimidation. There was no like hard feelings. There was no nothing. Like, I know you said that you guys communicate okay. just show like there was nothing to be intimidated by for me. Like maybe get a gift or have the kids, the older co-parented kids, like make her something, just, you know, and just appreciate. Just, it's hard being a stepmom. You know what I mean? Like I'm not a stepmom, but I'm online every day seeing and hearing stepmoms
situations
and stuff. And it's hard. It's a thankless job a lot of the time. So I would just say thank you for being so amazing to the kids. They talk about you all the time. Maybe send a little gift, you know, open those lines of communication, maybe a little better, you know, like extend the olive branch even more. And just, I'd love to get to know you more. Like, let's go to the park, you know, somewhere public, or send a gift, or, you know.
And who knows, with the kids being so close in age, you might have little future besties with the two there kids who technically, you know, aren't siblings or even step-siblings or whatever, but we made up family relationships here, so y'all can do that too.
I think that's great, though. I think that's a great mentality to have. Like I said, I think it is harder sometimes for the step-parent to reach out, to be the first one to reach out, because it can be a little intimidating. You don't want to look like you're overstepping mm-hmm. or anything. And also from the bio mom, you don't want to look like you're intruding in on their marriage or whatever, but that's why you reach out to the stepmom and try to be friendly with her.
And I think one of the greatest situations, I always keep looking for my drink, I'm sorry. One of the greatest situations is because you are the bio mom, maybe on the time where you have the kids, invite them to come and do something where they typically wouldn't be able to because it's not their time. Mm-hmm. So that she's, you know, they're seeing that it's about the kids and you want the relationship, you know, the friendship and like doing family stuff all together to grow. That's the best way. Be like, hey, I know it's my week and this is, you know, this situation is happening. Do you guys want to join and become a part of it? Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's like how can you say no to that when it's like, I normally wouldn't have this opportunity. Let's take it. Like, it's not even our time and we get to spend time with the kids. Like, it would be a win-win, at least in our eyes. So.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. All right. If you have a question or would like some advice on anything, make sure you email us. It is all anonymous, from blendedtobesties@gmail.com.
Yes.
And we will catch you guys in the next one.
Bye.